One of my past guests on this show is none other than Wendy Silk, and she's back here in the studio. Wendy Silk is a professor of water science and quantitative biology in the Land, Air, and Water Resources Department at UC Davis. She earned her BA at Harvard studying applied math and biology and went on to complete her PhD in botany plant physiology at UC Berkeley. She's the creator of the song that we'll be the course that we'll be talking about today, SAS 42, Earth, Water, Science, and Song. It's inspired by the Art Science Fusion program. Wendy Silk grew up listening to classical music and as a child studied the piano. And she has played a great number of instruments over the years, including recorders, flute. She sings. She even played on her brother's trombone. At one point, she made the transition to pop music when she studied composition with pianist Jennifer Jolly. Her songs celebrate family life and the natural world. Just like this radio show. She's here with Ellen Davis, who I mentioned before, is studying mechanical engineering and material science here at the University of California at Davis. This is her first year. She's had experience with performance and music. Therefore, she jumped at the chance to partake in Earth, Water, Science, and Song. And she's really enjoyed producing songs that teach about soil sciences. Not an opportunity that one gets in every class here at UC Davis, but we're going to hear some of the details this afternoon. And so, Wendy Silk and Ellen Davis, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Andy.
Good to have you here. Thanks for coming, Ellen.
Thank you for having me, too.
Absolutely. So, Wendy, let's hear about this class. It's called Earth, Water, Science, and Song, not the combination that one typically expects in a class offered by Land, Air, and Water Resources. Is that the sponsor of this class, or what is SAS?
SAS is Science and Society, and they have a number of general education classes in Science and Society, and they've been very welcoming to Art Science Fusion.
And when you say Art Science Fusion, you mean teaching a science class that also makes a lot of room for song.
Not just music, but Diane Ullman and Donna Billick are the co-directors of this program on campus. They teach an entomology class where the students communicate their understanding of the material by doing visual arts projects, ceramics or murals or fabric art. In my class, I teach environmental science, and the students work really hard, I've found, to communicate what they learn via songwriting and performance. And then Terry Nathan teaches photography, bridging art and science, in which he teaches a lot of physics, and the students do projects involving photography.
That's wonderful, and I'm sure it's very gratifying for you well-educated, well-trained science professors to get to bring your other loves into the classroom and to share your own enthusiasm about the arts.
Yes, I've found that it's, we can talk later about science education in general, but
right.
Let me just say up front that I think the arts are not a frill and that they belong to everyone, that they enrich everyone's lives, and that we're not giving students nearly enough access to the practice of art.
I agree with you. In fact, that very goal is one of the purposes and reasons and motivations for this radio show when I founded it so many years ago. But when you say open and necessary to everyone at UC Davis, that often means a divide between the humanities and the sciences. And a campus that's so famous for its science education, where we graduate, for instance, I think still more biology majors than any other university in the country, that it is crucially important that we provide those students something to enliven their souls as well as to fill their heads.
Yes, I think art is necessary for human development.
I agree. Well, before we go to our Pia Bauer break, let me introduce you all at home to Ellen Davis. She's a first-year student studying mechanical engineering, and this course must be fun for you on two fronts. One, because you're probably used to being, a little bit different from some of the other members of the classes you take, because they're probably, what is it, like 5 or 6 to 1 men to women in your engineering classes?
Probably a little more than that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember when I went to orientation, which was all engineers, I was probably one of like 10 girls out of like 500 guys.
Wow.
It was a little sad. I heard the other engineering orientation group had more girls. But
so rather than 6 to 1, it was 50 to 1.
Yeah, more like that. That sounds about right.
Wow. Well, I'm sure your classmates are, you know, feel really fortunate when you walk right into the classroom. What is it that's attracted you to material science and to mechanical engineering in particular?
Well, I've always loved math. So when I say that, everyone just jumps to engineer. So I started to explore the topic and realized that it really was what I want to do. It's really interesting.
And in terms of your own background in theater and dance and music, it sounds then that this was something you explored as a high school student?
Yes, actually, and before that as well. My elementary school was really big on performance, and we had, in every single class, we had a end-of-the-year performance and a mid-year performance, as well as a play at some point during the year. So that was more than 3 per year from, like, first grade to eighth grade. And then in high school, I did drama. So
that's terrific. And Wendy, this goes back to what you were saying about planting the seed early with regard to science education, about the relevance to the arts for all the students in school. And that was certainly true in my elementary school as well. Well, good for you, Ellen. And I'm glad that you're going to be part of this program, that we'll get to see you sing and dance. Is there choreography as well?
A little bit. Not too much.
But. Yeah, not too complex. But nevertheless, we're talking about Wendy Silk and the Science Singers, and Earth Tones is the name of the show this year, and it's this coming Friday, the Ides of March, March 15th at 7 o'clock at the John Atsoulis Gallery, which is 521 First Street. And I heard from John Atsoulis earlier today, upstairs, after the Science Singers have completed their songs, there will also be some jazz and poetry up on the third floor. So many choices for culture and music and the arts this coming Friday here in the city of Davis. You might remember that Wendy Silk and Ellen Davis are here, and we're talking about a show that we call Wendy Silk and the Science Singers. Wendy, are we the only ones who call it that?
I believe so.
Yes. So don't memorize that at home the way that we have here. The actual name of the show, which you can see this coming Friday at 7 at the John Atsoulis Gallery, 521 First Street, is Earth Tones. And why don't we hear from one of the student participants in that class, Ellen Davis, so that we can get a better understanding of this class. Now, Ellen Davis, what was it that compelled you at first to sign up for SAS 42, Earth, Water, Science, and Song? Was it mostly the song?
Oh, well, actually, I hadn't even heard about it until my RA suggested it to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she had taken the class before. Her name's Becky. And she said that it was a really fun class, and so she suggested I take it. And then I ended up in the class.
That's great. I've always wondered, if you don't have a direct line to an RA, how do you get information to students in dorms? Are there, like, boards where people can post things in the dorms?
Not publicly, but there's boards where the RAs can post things.
Uh-huh. So you do have to know an RA.
Kind of, but there's an RA on every floor, and actually where I live, there's 2 RAs on our floor, so everybody at least knows one RA.
Sure. And what dorm is yours?
I live in Emerson in Quarto.
And how did your dorm experience compare to what you were anticipating when you decided to come to UC Davis?
A lot better than I thought it would be.
Oh, yeah? Why so?
I love living in the dorms, and I'm actually in a suite style.
Mm-hmm.
And my best friends live in my suite and down the hall from my suite and, you know, next door to me. So it's been a wonderful experience.
That's great. And how's the food?
Really good, actually. Everyone was like, oh, dorm food sucks. And it's like, no, UC Davis has really good dorm food.
That's great. Yeah, my wife and three kids and I will head over to the Segundo Dining Commons once in a while to eat dorm food.
Well, you definitely should check out the Quarto Dining Commons because
it's
a lot better.
Is it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right, good. Note to Kate, let's go check out the Quarto Dining Commons. All right, so you signed up for this course, and you got this tip from your RA. You went in on the first day, and were you sold on the first day? Did you have to be convinced? How was the class pitched to you? What was that initial experience like?
Initial experience, I was a little scared, actually, because I was like, wow, I have to sing a song about soil?
Right.
What is this going to be? And I'm pretty sure on the first day, Professor Silk brought in some dirt and told us to touch it. And I was a little hesitant, but, you know, I stuck with it, and it turned out to be way better than I thought it would be.
Right. Because you hadn't expected to spend a lot of time with soil and water and pond scum, and I don't know what else, when you head off to UC Davis.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about that, you know, when I first applied here.
but it worked out okay, clearly.
Yes, clearly.
Now, how much information did you have to be taught before you said to yourself, now I'm ready to write a song about soil science?
Well, a lot of the information she taught us through the lectures, but we would get assigned a song on the first week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to do a little bit of reading ahead in the lecture slides. So, I mean, we had to basically know the whole topic before we could write a song about it.
That makes sense. And perhaps one of the objectives of this approach, that you have to know something well enough to apply it, and to synthesize it, because we talk a lot about synthesis on this radio show. The work of the poet is to take two disparate ideas or topics or nouns or emotions and to bring them together into something new and original. And I guess that's analogous to what you're doing when you're singing about dirt in SAS 42.
Yes, it really is.
So what was the song? Were you assigned a song, or were you in a group assigned a song?
A group. We were assigned into a group, and then our group was assigned a song.
Did your group members look to you automatically because of your theatrical and musical background as a leader of that group?
I'm not really sure. The whole group kind of, my first group, we just kind of sat around and talked for a while, tried to figure out what strategies we would use, what everybody was good at, and so, you know.
And is it right to say that you all write original songs as well as do covers, so to speak?
Yeah, I think the majority of the songs are original. There's a couple of adapted songs.
Right. And so what was your initial topic assigned to you?
My initial topic was soil horizons, which I had no idea what they were when I was assigned the topic, and I didn't even know they existed.
But I bet you know now.
Oh, I definitely do.
If you're just joining us, Ellen Davis is a first-year student at the University of California, Davis, and she's a mechanical engineering major. Ellen Davis, what is a soil horizon?
Well, there are different layers in a soil, and so a soil really isn't a soil unless you have all the layers of it. And so there are. It starts with the O horizon and moves down through to the R horizon. And there's six. Wait, there's five layers in all. Six, five, seven.
I think there are 10. The final exam is until next week. Don't you worry.
Yeah, no, I don't need to worry about that. Well, see, I got a little confused because in our song, I only sing about four of them, and my partner sings about the other three. So that's why I thought there were less.
Okay.
There can be variable numbers.
There could be variable numbers. All right.
Answers might be right.
All right. Cases. That sounds good. This is kind of like your final exam right here.
Kind of is. Getting a little nervous now.
Grilled on the radio. It's always bad when you're grilled by someone who knows less about your topic than you do, even if he does have an irrelevant PhD. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. Ellen Davis is here. She's a first-year student at UC Davis, and she's going to be participating in an event called Earth Tones this coming Friday evening at 7 o'clock at the John Natsoulas Gallery. That's at 521 First Street. I believe if you want more information, there are a lot of places you can go, including, Evan, am I right, poetryindavis.com. So head over to that website if you want some more information. So how many people are in your group? How many songs do all the groups together sing, would you say?
Well, in my group, I have three other people, but I actually am in two groups. So my other group has four other people. And I think the show has a total of somewhere about 12 songs, somewhere around there.
So. Excellent. And I know that people at home, they're probably saying, hey, less tuning and more crooning. So when we come back from this public service announcement, we're going to actually hear some singing, either recorded or live or both. I think whichever it is will be determined in part by Ellen Davis, undergraduate and guest on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Here, you're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. We're just talking about a performance that's going to happen this coming Friday at 7 o'clock, March 15th, at the John Natsoulas Gallery, 521 First Street. That starts at 7. Later that evening, upstairs at the John Natsoulas Gallery, John Natsoulas himself will be leading a number of jazz musicians and poets. That was an encouraging sound we just heard. Do you want to hit play again and see if it works?
I don't think it's going to.
You could just play it through the speakers there.
It's not working, we're finding. Do you want to... Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, straight from the high fidelity speakers of this particular laptop Dell computer, let's hear now a somewhat fuzzy rendition of this song from the Science Singers. That was a snippet of a song that you'll be able to hear if you purchase the DVD, but you'll hear something analogous this coming Friday at 7 at the John Natsoulas Gallery at 521 First Street. So, Wendy Silk, are there different themes every year for the Science Singers in terms of what they take on? I know it's called Earth Tones this year.
Yeah. You know, the students are different every year. They bring different talents, different interests, different backgrounds. And we've never had two shows alike. Well, I've only had it for 4 years now. But each class has been its own special self. And this year, They seem really talented, very original. Most of the melodies are original songs this year, which hasn't happened before. They're pretty strong in their science. They're really clever with wordplay this year.
That's great. And did you have some musicians who are bringing their own instruments as well to the class? In other words, we heard some guitar playing in that last snippet of a song. How many students actually play instruments this year?
We have two playing guitar, two playing keyboard, one playing the ukulele, lots of bongos, and a djembe drum.
Great.
So, yeah, lots of musical talent.
That's terrific. Well, the show that we're talking about is the capstone project, if you will, of Science and Society 42, Earth, Water, Science, and Song. This year, we are calling it Earth Tones. And I remember that you were working with musician and doctoral candidate Tony Dumas. Is it Dumas or Dumas?
Dumas.
Dumas, last year. Is he participating this year, or how is that working?
Tony is, as we speak, interviewing for a job on at SUNY on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah?
Fingers crossed. He won the teaching prize at UC Davis last year, and we were very lucky to have him for a number of years. But this year, we have another wonderful teaching assistant, Sarah Messbauer, mm-hmm. also from the music department. And she's been terrific. Maybe Ellen can tell you a little bit about her impressions.
Great. And Ellen Davis, a participant in this class, what were your impressions of your TA this year?
Oh, Sarah is really wonderful. She's very helpful. I mean, we had a performance on Tuesday. It was like our primary in-class performance, and one of the students in one of the songs was sick, and she jumped in to help that group out with their song. I mean, she's really wonderful.
That's great. And, Wendy, it must be gratifying to you, even with all of your musical background, to have someone who's an expert, a degreed expert in music, to help support you as you support and inspire these undergraduates.
I've had wonderful support from the music department, and for me it's been one of the pleasures of this endeavor. Chris Reynolds, who was chair of music for a while and just won the Outstanding Teacher Award on campus, invented History of Rock, mm-hmm. and he did a lot of coaching for me to tell me how I could hope to have student performance included in the course. And in general, I've just had a lot of support from the music department, and certainly two wonderful teaching assistants.
That's great. Well, you've just been hearing the voice of Wendy Silk. And she, as will be the case with myself and perhaps Evan, the producer of this program, will all be staring right at Ellen Davis and her classmates as they sing and do a little bit of dancing and play some instruments, all in support of a performance this coming Friday evening at 7 called Earth Tones. It's part of Science and Society 42, Earth, Water, Science, and Song. Ellen, did you want to sing something yourself before we finish this segment? You look very eager.
Why not?
Excellent. Well, why don't you stand up? I'm going to read a public service announcement, and then we will make sure to adjust your microphone. Right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Ellen Davis. Ellen, tell us something about the song that you're going to share with listeners of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Well, this is a couple verses from my song about photosynthesis. The song is titled, You Are the Light of My Life. And we are talking to a sad, downtrodden plant who really needs to learn how to use photosynthesis.
Excellent. Everyone needs inspiration, and we're going to get it now from Ellen Davis. Take it away.
Now it's time. Let's begin. The cells take that light and convert it in the chloroplast, where it's done. The chlorophyll makes sugar from the sun. Green ovals won't be annoyed. The chlorophyll's on top of the thylakoids, double membranes. They make up the cells. On the inside is stroma that's like a gel. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Ellen Davis, ladies and gentlemen. That was beautiful, Ellen. Thank you. And so when you sing that this coming Friday at 7, you will have three members of your group backing you up.
Actually, four other members. And we actually perform that song a cappella, so there's going to be some snapping, clapping, and some more oohs and stuff.
That's great. Have you seen the Spokes perform, the UC Davis all-female a cappella group?
I have, yes. They are wonderful.
Aren't they impressive? I think they're terrific. We had Rachel Riley and some of her friends on this radio show the Wednesday before last performing a few numbers, and they're incredible. So I'm glad that you found some inspiration there for the work that you'll be doing this coming Friday evening at 7 at the John Itzoulas Gallery here in the city of Davis. Well, Ellen Davis, thanks so much for coming on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And Wendy Silk, it's always a pleasure to have you come back. Next time, we'll get into a deeper conversation about the state of science education in this country.
Thank you so much, Andy.
Absolutely.